This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Parshas Vayera deals with the Leida of Yitzchak, and we have the Surah, the Haftacha, and then we have his Leida, Hashem Pakar Esar Kasha Omar. We have the Bris, that's a key event. And then we have Vayigdal HaYeled, Vayigomal, Vayasev Ramishta Godla B'yamigomal Es Yitzchak. We have the Suda they made on the day that it was Nigmal. It's not something that seems to be of any consequence. I mean, we're talking about the Leda, we're talking about the Bris Milah, we're talking about the Gerush of Yishmael. Those are three seminal events in the life of Yitzchak. The Vayigdal Yeld Vayigomal, so you can list 101 other things. He had a second birthday, a Seifas Rabba Chodesh, that's it. What exactly is the significance of the Higomal Yitzchak? Nothing meaningful over there. By Yaakov, we have that they Vayigdal, they became Bar Mitzvah, fine. But the Gomel is very, very strange. Chazal over here have, in Medrash, it says Vayigdal HaYeled VeYigomel, Rabbi Yishur Rabba Oman Nigmol MiYetzahara. He was Nigmol from Tzahara. So what does the word Nigmol MiYetzahara mean? I mean, is the Yitzhara, there's not a Yitzhara. It's not something that, what does it mean he got weaned off the Yitzhara? Whatever age it was, he was already free of any type of Yitzhara. It's hard to say that at that age, he had no more Yitzhara. What are we talking about exactly? He wasn't high mitzvahs yet. Rabbanan Amrin Nigmol Michalboy, that he stopped needing to drink milk from his mother. Then there's a Gemara, and the Medrash brings it, and the Gemara brings it, Pesachim, Dorosh HaBavira, Zimna Omri Shmei Derav, Zimna Omri Mishnei Ravasi. May Dechsiv Vayidal HaYeld VeYigomel, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasa Sudu LeTzadikim, B'yoyim SheYigomel Chastoy, L'Zara Shel Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a Suda for Tzadikim on the day that the chesed, his chesed to Zarah Yitzchak will be nigmal. Not clear exactly what it means. It means pashtus, he will be doing chesed. You know, it's gremel chesed, in this case, means to do, not to wean off, but to do. Or it could mean to wean off, not clear in the pshat. It means los lavoi. Whatever it is, the bottom line is los lavoi. It says after they're eating and drinking, there's going to be a Shiloh who's going to bench. And every single one, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, they're all going to have a reason why they're not roi for Berech Samazen. Each one has some sort of chisaron, some sort of pagam, something that makes him not worthy of benching. Finally, David HaMelech takes the kois and he says, Li Noel, I'm roi, and so on and so forth. It's very hard to understand. We're talking about the Naki Olam, we're talking about Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, son. But each one, Moshe Avram, it says that he had a son like Yishmael. David HaMelech had Avshalom. Yitzchak had Esav, he had Avshalom. So I don't know how to measure these things, but B'chol Oifin, Avshalom wasn't a big tzaddik. How do we understand that? That Neo did things wrong. It says that, you know, Yaakov married to Achoyos. So David HaMelech, again, the mitzad the psukim, it says rak bitvar eshesariachiti. There's tainus. He suffered because of it. There are tainus to David HaMelech in the navi. So what is it about David that makes him the one that's worthy of, the one that should be the one that's going to bench? So, without answering how do we deal with this chesroimis, is there a particular midah in David HaMelech that makes him worthy of the Berachas HaMazon at a Suda that's reminiscent of Yitzchak Avinu's Suda. Chazal are coming off the parasha of Yitzchak Avinu's Suda, and they're saying that Vayigdal Hayel Vayigomel, so that's going to be Lasid Lavoi in Kal Yisrael, that Suda. So there's something similar in the Suda of that moment to hear also. A few other ha'aras in the beginning of the parasha. We have three malachim coming to Avraham Avinu. So there's a malach that's coming to be Mefasa, that's clear. There's a malach that's coming to be Merapa Avraham, that's clear. There's a malach that's coming to be Mehafich Stoim. That's fine. There's another malach that's there to save light. And it's not clear whether or not the malach is, seems to be a difference in the Medrash or in the Gemara. Who's the one, which malach was the one that came to heal, to save light? Is it the malach that was Mefaser, or is it the malach that was Merape? Seems to be two different shittas. In our Gemara, it's the one that was Mevaser. In the Medrash, it seems to fall that healed. So it seems interesting. There seems to be enough malachim to go around. The one that was Mevaser and the one that was Merape, I could have put it as one inyan, both of them inyan refuah. And having a child when a child is precious in your four, a regular four, the splitting of the different tafkidim. So why wouldn't there be another malach to save light? And more than that, the malach that's going to be mehafich stoim, mele the malach to mevasa has to come to Avraham Avinu. The malach that's going to be merape has to come to Avraham Avinu. The malach that's coming to destroy Stoim could have gone straight to Stoim. We could have set up that a malach is going to destroy Stoim. He would wait for that malach, or from Avram, another malach would come. Those seem to be two very separate things. I mean, there has to be some sort of understanding in it that the malach that just mapach Stoim had to go through Avraham Avinu. And he was the one, and somewhere along the line, we had to double up the tafkid for light. It's a midrashani, as much as we can understand from whatever Chazal gave us, to say that malachim, what they could, what they should. But cholifim, Chazal gave us certain nekudas. They told us that one malach doubled up. They told us three different malachim, because malachim don't do the same tafkid. We see in the psukim that they all came there. So cholifim, we need to understand why the Hafich HaStoim comes in through Avram, and the Hatzol of Light is a doubled malach. He's one or the other, but we couldn't afford another malach to send to save Light. So if we take a look a little bit in the Light, there Light seems to be also some sort of attachment to Avraham Avinu. It says that the royal light, in this fashion, the royal light were arguing with the Rei Avram, and the royal light's position was, well, we're the closest relative to Avram, and you are going to, he's going to die Avram, and he has the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, so we're next in line, and the male Eretz Yisrael is ours. In other words, Lloyd was a contender somewhere along the line to Yerusha's Avram. That's how the Rayim presented it. And Lloyd was attached to Avram Avinu, and he was Kashbrachaton to be Nifrat from him. We also find, it says in the Pasha very clearly, this emphasis of the Kesh of Lloyd and Avram. The parasha says that after the Balochim It says they came to destroy. So it says that he saved him. Then it says, Vayashkim Avram Vayhi V'shachis Alekim Es Ori HaKikar. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Ori HaKikar, Vayizkel Kim Es Avram. He remembered Avram. And he saved Vayishalach HaZayt Terafecha. So the saving of Lot is attributed to Avram. Chazal say over here, Ma'is Kirosesh Avram Lot. I mean, what kesher does one have with the other? So we find some sort of schus that Lloyd attaches himself to Avram, the fact that Lloyd did not reveal the fact that Sarah is a choisi. Okay, that's kind of a, I don't know what kind of schus that is. It means that he could have squealed on him, he could have told him, and he kept his mouth shut. Okay, samschus. Before, we have, when they came in, to when the Malachim came to Stoim, he invited them, and he told them, please, hine adonai, surno, come to my house. Now, that actually was something that could have gotten him into trouble. And Rashi says that the reason by Yochum the cross of Eshtacha Paim Arzo, where did Lloyd learn this from? By Yah Lloyd, by Yochum the cross of Eshtacha Paim Arzo. So Rashi says to me, based Avrom Lom and Chazal Archim. He learned from Avrom Avinu that you're supposed to bring in Archim. Now, this is something which is a big thing, because this is something that he could have gotten killed for. He knew the ideology and philosophy of Stoim as a God's Orchim. He had no, that he was a Shefet, and he knew very well the laws regarding Orchim over there. You know, it was not good laws. And he still went out on a limb, and it says because he was lom in the base of Avram. So there's a constant sense over here in of the kesha of Lot and Avram, and so there's something here in the whole parasha, a kesha of Avram and Lot, and let's try to understand a little bit about the kesha of Lot and Avram. And where Yitzchak diverged from it. In other words, Lot was the ki'ilu yayish of Avram, and that had to be sidelined, but still remained somewhat attached. So let's understand the parasha. Let's understand the chiddush of Yitzchak and so on. Yadua, everyone knows, it says it in 1,001 places, Avram is midas chesed, Yitzchak is Midas HaDin, and so on. Chesed sounds a lot better to us. What does it mean? What was the great accomplishment of Yitzchak that's called Midas HaDin? So, Midas HaChesed is something that is a wonderful, wonderful Midah. It means that I can give life and sustenance to another person. But that's not the biggest Midah in Stucker. The Rambam says the biggest midah in tzedakah is not giving somebody tzedakah, but helping somebody find a job. As a Rambam listened. And the reason is because when I keep somebody alive on life support, then that life is not his own life really. So if so-and-so is hooked up to life support, he's living, but the problem is his life is not his own. It's the ventilator, the oxygen tank, whatever it is that he's attached to. Real chiyus is chiyus that's minei obey. And therefore, the midah of chesed is a very good midah. It allows one to give life to others. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole world, is nizay b'chastay. we all exist and we all have life because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. That's 100% true. But the ultimate is to, quote unquote, be able to stand on our own feet. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Midas Hadin, so that the ultimate toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is that we can earn our own way. Everyone understands that had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not given us to start with, we would never earn our own way. Everyone understands that if we were left to only earn our own way, we would fail. We understand that we're surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a mahalach in that chesed where we can become independent, where we can chalk up the giving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a loan and repay it, so to speak. That's the tremendous chiddush of Yitzchak Avinu that he brought into this world. So Avram brought into this world the hakara of the hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Avram Avinu's midah was the midah that gave to the world. He was mashpia, das, chachma, and toiv to the world. And therefore, that's the aleph. But Yitzchak went a step further. And Yitzchak's midah was to give people the hechetimtze, the method, the mahalach, of being able to earn your own way. And that was the midas that then Yitzchak brought to this world. Loit was the perfect example of the person who lived on the life support of Avram. So when he was with Avram, he was Avram-like. That's what it says. He was willing to imitate Avram's achnasas orchim, even in the face of sakana, because that's what Avram did, and that's the midah that he picked up from Avram. So that was wonderful. But Loit never ever had his own mahalach of ruchnius. It never was able to transition becoming his own. And therefore, even when he was in Stein, the schus wasn't his own schus. The schus was Avram's schus. He was saved because he was on life support from Avram. So the only schus that we found for him wasn't the schus of the wonderful ma'asim he did, but the fact that the decision to become Avram's branch, to become a devotee of Avram, so to speak, was his. When he was in Mitzrayim, he could have said something. He chose not to. This is something that was his own. The Alter Slavotka says this part as a simple part that Yachdas Sorchim he picked up from Avram, but the not telling was his own. But here it means it was a decision where he would stick with Avram, that was his mentor, and b'meila, he was Avram's branch. So Loit's Mida and Metzias was a branch of Avram. He never stood on his own feet, and that's how he was saved, and that's who he was. It was Loit ben Achiv. That's Loit's place. The word Loit in Lashon Kodesh means a klala. Words explain a klala is something that gives no fruit, it's barren. So a mule is a barren animal. It exists and it's wonderful, but it comes from a place, it never has its own genes, it never has its own clay halada, and it can't give birth. That is the tzura of something that's loit, something that's a p'chinas klala. Even the children had was mineu bei, was from his own daughters. He couldn't go out because tachlis, his metzias and his existence as a ruchnistic person was only as loit ben achiv. That's all he had. That's So Lloyd is another Havamina of who would continue Avram. And no, that was not the way to continue Avram. We once said a similar point about Eliezer Demesk Avram, those Doyla Mashke from Avram, because Tachlis, it was not his own, and he was just taking doling out what Avram gave. It's a wonderful thing to do, but it's not the hemshich of Avram. It stays with Avram. It's and it all it is Avram, and it dries out. Yitzchak Avinu was the next step. The next step in Avram is not someone who keeps dishing out Avram, who keeps hanging on to base Avram. Someone who stands on his own. He's taken the midas achesed and converted into a loan, so to speak. So if somebody gives me tzedakah, then I'm always dependent on the person. But if a person gives me a job, or a person gives me a loan to start a business, at some point I become independent. I can be paid a loan. I'm getting paid a salary for the work I do, not because someone's giving me chesed, and I'm able to wean off that other person. The weaning off the other person means that I'm coming onto my own. The Gemara says, Legabi Yonim Maminis, that a gadol v'samach al shulchan aviv is called a katan for certain inyanim. So as long as you're dependent on the other, you are not standing on your own. So the day that it was Vayigomel Yitzchak, the day that Yitzchak Avinu was Nigmal, was a day of tremendous of a simcha, because that spoke Vayigdal Hayelod Vayigomel. He became a gadol and was Nigmal, and Vayas Avraham Mishte Gadol B'Yom Higomel Yitzchak. Because that was exactly the midah, that is the embodiment of Yitzchak. Because when Yitzchak is weaned off and he becomes a gadol, it's called a gadol. It's not a halachic gadol, vayigdal hayelod vayigamal. It's not the halachic gadol, but in the sense of Yitzchak, where Yitzchak is nigmal, it means he becomes his own person. I'd like to understand that also as the pshat in the nigma from the Yitzhahara. We asked, what does the nigma of Yitzhahara mean? Certainly as a child, it wasn't, and what does it mean to wean off? So I would suggest the following pshat, and I can see it anywhere, but I'd like to think the following. The Rambam says that if there was no Yitzhahara in the world, people wouldn't build buildings, they wouldn't create anything, they wouldn't do anything. The Gemara says they were mevatel Yitzhar of Zara, that was okay. They were mevatel the Yitzhar of Taiva, and the world ground to a halt. People stopped getting married, stopped having children, chickens stopped laying eggs. They saw that the world cannot go on without Taiva. It says, Ki avivimi azvuni v'ashem yasfeini, that avivimoi, even avivimoi, once the Yitzhara stops, they have no interest in the Vlad and the Zera, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who takes care of it. So that means the Yitzhara is not only what entices us for Averis, but it's a necessity to go on with life. To be able to stand up and to start from a person's das and say, I am deciding to eat now. So imagine a person would have zero appetite, but as a bardas, he knows that I need to eat this meal right now at this moment. That's something the world couldn't survive with. So Yitzchak's midah was such that he was nigmal from that Yitzhara. He could do it on his own. On his own means bedas, beseichel, and this is what he needs to do now. Chaznish was once made on himself that for decades he hadn't had any taivas achila, and he eats when he feels that he needs to eat, and he's weak or whatever. It that's an incredible anhaga. But the point that we're driving at is That anhaga makes a person independent. I don't need my yitzhara to prompt me to with a taiva. My das and my seichel makes those decisions, and I make the correct decisions and what to do, when to do, and so on. So Yitzchak's midah, the midah of Yitzchak is the midah of Midas Hadin, which we understand to mean the midah of being able to live on your own, to earn your way through din rather than chazara kadosh baruch hu. So let's go to the Chazal over here of Eloit and of Yitzchak and that extraordinary suda that we have. So it says, Dorosh Avira Zimon Shmederav Zimon Shmederav Asi. So the Maral says, he explains that this Suda, the Vayigmal, is his lashon is that when they finish the Yisurim and the Tsar of the Golos. Speaks about it. Netzach speaks about it in Yarn Vlasid Lavoi. And this whole Suda is obviously it's a metaphor, but it's the moment of Lasid Lavoi. And the Vayigomel means specifically that they finished all the Yisurim and Shaveis of the long, long Golas. I would understand it. Again, his words are a little bit unclear. This doesn't quite pinpointed, but I think what he means is as follows. The Mahalach of Yisurim and Golas as a way to purify Klal Yisrael is part of the Midas Hadin. In other words, Midas Hadin includes in itself that we weigh mitzvahs against Averis, we weigh Yisurim against Averis, and we're able to put it on the scale. A person was nena kach mekach from averus. Keneged zeh, he was sevel kach mekach yisurin. Midas adin leisenes that this is that is okay now. In other words, it's the understanding of yisurin as something that actually purifies it. It's not just you don't deserve the tov. It's a purification and so on. So the long process of Golos is Minaka Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael comes back to perfection. And now, at the end of the long Golos, at the end of all the Yisurim of the Golos, we now deserve Geula. Mitzad Midas Hadin. That's the Higomel Banav of Yitzchak. So why is David HaMelech the only one to bench? So again, there are a lot of pratim here, a lot of different kashas on each one and so on. But I think David HaMelech's nekuda that makes him like Yitzchak. It's ironic that Yitzchak can't bench because he had a son, Esav. But this is Yitzchak's suda. It's the ego we learn from Gaon Vilna. But the nekuda that David HaMelech has that makes him shayach to it, it says that when the Navi came to be Moshech David, he asked the father, I know he told him that one of your children, Shmuel said, I know one of your children is going to be, who is it? He presents his oldest son, his second son, his third son. And each one of them, Shmuel says, no, that's not the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind. Finally asks him, you know, is there another son? He says, yeah, I've got a young one, David. Basically, he's not even having me. Which means that David's godless came from himself. If his father didn't recognize him, that he's worthy of it, so that means that in a certain sense, quote unquote, he's a self-made man. He's someone whose God is toiv, is vayigomel. He's not being yoinik from his father, because you see that the father himself is not oimid on his godless. So on the Seuda of Yitzchak, of that's Kneged, the Mida of Yitzchak, on the Seuda of Klal Yisrael being Zeichet, to come in on their own, that they earned Geula through Midas Adin, the Mevarech is David. Because David also was not Yunik from Aviv. His Gadlus comes Minei Obey, and that's the person who's the right Mevarech. And that then I think is at least in the Kud of Sheiches of David HaMelech to bench at that Suda. So let's recap a second. The Mida of Kaddish, the first Mida of Ruchnius is always Chesed. No matter how much you'll say Din and everything, the Aleph is always Chesed. The Olam Chesed Yibana, Midas and Din never could start from the beginning. Kaddish Baruch Hu never owed anything to anyone, and no one ever did anything good before Kaddish Baruch Hu was Chesed. So Chesed is definitely the Sheirish. It's the Sheirish of the Bria, and it's the Sheirish of our Ruchnius. And Avraham Avinu as Avis, the Sheirish is Chesed. It starts with Chesed. That's Pashit. But Chesed itself, as a way of being mative to somebody, is very, very limiting. It's something which a person always feels he's living on borrowed time. A person, if it doesn't have his own mitzias. So when food is supposed to give me chias, but if I'm dependent on someone else's to feed me, on someone else to feed me, then I don't have my own chias. So technically I'm living, I have a pulse and a heartbeat and breathing, but it's all coming from someone else. So I may not be attached to an oxygen tank, I may not be attached to a food type, but it's portable. Someone else is giving me food. And that's why chesed can't create the ultimate chai, it can't create the ultimate person, who the ultimate toy for a person. And that's why the second step is that a person develop, that a system develop, better I should say, a system develop of midas hadin, meaning it's possible to earn your way. The chesed is a Kadosh Baruch Hu established mitzvahs like that. The second point is that a person can earn his way. And the world of Torah and mitzvahs, challenges, and schar and oynish are there that a person be able to create a mitzvah of self-sufficiency. Avram brought in the world of chesed into Bria. Yitzchak brought into the Bria the world of self-sufficiency, the world of din. It says Avraham Avinu. It's a very fascinating diuk in Loshon Rambam. The Rambam speaks about Avraham Avinu, the famous beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and the Rambam explains that once Avraham established his emunah, he began proclaiming it and teaching it to people and so on. Then it says v'hoidio liYitzchak Minoi. He told it to Yitzchak. Vayeshev Yitzchak melamed umazir. Yitzchak sat and he taught people and warned them. In other words, instructed them. Then the Rambam says, v'Yitzchak hodir leYaakov. Yitzchak was medir to Yaakov. Uminehu lelamed. And he appointed him as somebody who would be melamed. Vayeshev melamed umachzik umuvelov. So he sat and taught and held on to all those who were milvamelov. There's an extraordinary deal in the Rambam here in the difference between how Yaakov became a Rosh Hashiva and how Yitzchak became a Rosh Hashiva. It says, how did Yaakov become Arbitz Torah? It says, Yitzchak Adel Yaakov, uminehu lelamed. He appointed him to be melamed. Yitzchak, it says, Vayeshev Yitzchak melamed amaz. Yitzchak settled and began teaching and warning. So Yitzchak's Mida, which came to extraordinary perfection in Yitzchak, was that Yitzchak did it on his own. It doesn't say Avraham was minehu. It's absent. So I'm sure there's Mekoiras in Psukim and Chazal that the Rambam is Medayik. There's no indication in the Pasuk that Avraham told him anything. Yaakov, he had the brachas, he told him to go. I'm sure there's Mekoiras in Chazal that he's Medayik that way. But the Edson fact that he puts it down that way is extraordinarily telling. Yitzchok's was a self-made person, so to speak. Yaakov already had combination. Both of me, those we'll see it some other time, we learn about Yaakov, and Yitzchok appointed him. So he was appointed, but he then taught on his own. So we have here Avraham's Midah. We have one of the klipas that associates itself with Avraham is called Loit. Loit is someone who is a follower of Avraham, and on the surface it seems he's very Avraham like. He keeps minhagi Avraham, nusach Avraham, minhagi Avraham, and everything like Avraham. But that's all it is. It never becomes his own. So that's klala, because it doesn't go further. A person whose own hanhaga is just an imitation, or because he's a help, if somebody is living off someone else's life support, if I'm getting my food from the stocker, I never have enough to give to somebody else. If somebody's giving me what I need, it's only when I earn for myself that I can start giving. It's very interesting, the lashon that Amon and Moav is al devara shaloi kidmu eschem belechem, mine. They did not come out to you. It's kilu mashma that maybe when they were asked for it, they would give it. But the kidmu means to spontaneously come out and give it. That's the meter that's missing. That's loid is incestuous. It closes in on itself. It doesn't go anywhere, and it's not productive. So, if we were Zbayin, and so let's think a little bit about this. So, this is what has been established in Klal Yisrael, Avraham's Midah, and the next Midah is Yitzchak's Midah. When a person asks himself, "How do I become Toiv? How do I become an Oved Hashem?" So the first step is obviously always, I need to get it from somewhere. Parents, teachers, Rebbeim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously. But Lemaisa, a person learns by imitating. A child, let's take a look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed a child. The first kufa of a child's life is imitation. It has to be that way. You can't start from yourself. No one ever starts from himself. Midas Hadin is not a midah that allows for total beginning. It can't happen. So a child is born, and the early tkufis, he imitates. He starts saying words exactly like his parents and surroundings say the words. He acts like them. That's the aleph of a person's beginning of das. But if a child stays that way, the child never grows up, and he doesn't become a gadol. So he becomes a gadol when there's an arkein yasev, when he moves a step forward, and he begins to do these things on his own. He begins to do these things because he used his das and realized that now this should be done. We have a yisoid that comes from somewhere else, from Rabbi Yisav, Av Hoysav, and so on. And that needs to be very solid, obviously. We're not going to be able to build further than the ground that we have to put our building on. If we have 1,000 square feet of foundation, we can't build much further than that. So the foundation is certainly what the person got. But once a person has it, to think that the person's mitzias, that his ruchnias, his perfection, is what he got, keeping it carefully on the lock and key, is stunted. That means the person that goes further. My Rebbe Chaim Shabbos used to say always, it's, if you say over your Rebbe's Torah what he said, you're a tape recorder, you're not a Talmud. A Talmud extrapolates and says, what would have he said? And there's many dargahs in this. There's sometimes a simple tzushtel, there's something sometimes much further tzushtel. But I think if a person were to introspect and test his hanhagis, everyone knows there's a big difference in my hanhagis when I'm in my environment, when I'm outside my environment. When things go smoothly, when things are difficult, when there's a change. Those tests test this point exactly. In as much as me basis shall Avraham, then once you're out of base, once you're out of that context, once you're out of environment, once the situation is different, you're blank. That has no, it doesn't really teach you anything. If a person's Torah is made atzmai, then even in those places where he has nothing to imitate, in those environments where there's nothing of the old supporting him, the person still does, because he's now become his own metzias. Yes, I came, I was yoinik from, and that's 100% true. But once I finished nursing, I now live off myself. Now I go out and I plow my own field and grow my own crops and hunt my own animals. So this nekuda of avchana, the nekuda of knowing that is being able to see how much of my anhugis come about because of my own cognition. Am I just, sometimes when you light a wick, like an Avdolah candle from another candle, it looks like it's burning, but when you take away the other fire, it sputters and it's not there. The question is, how much of it is my own fire burning is totally in when the other fire goes away, when I take it away, what's there? The all the nisyonos that come our way, whose common denominator is taking us away from what was, have one purpose: to see how much of it is coming from within, and how much was just the someone else's fire that was laying on my wick. The big seuda loss of lovay, the big seuda is going to be it for the children of Yitzchak, who are Yigamel. The before you nigmal, it's not shaykh to have a big suda. You can only have as much as you need. You can't take from tzedakah more than you need. The suda lost lover, the big suda is going to be when Klal Yisrael, through going through the Golos, became their own people. They suffered the issues, they suffered the tsar, they were lost in other nations. Whatever they retained, whatever they have, mitzad demaisim and mitzad yisurim, is there and theirs. That's an echo of that big suda. And the person who's royal to bench at that suda is someone whose metzias is not the result of where he came from, but his own metzias. David HaMelech in this nekuda embodies it, because Yishai had no clue that this was David. So obviously the entire avodah of David, whatever he did, wasn't just an imitation and hanging around Yishai's house. He was a self-made man, so to speak. The next avodah, the avodah of doing what's right and so on, is the first step. And Rabbi Yisav and learning from somewhere is critical for that. There's no beginning that doesn't start from somewhere. But the hemshich is dependent how much it's something that comes from us and how much it's independent of any support system whatsoever. Chavis.